Secondly, I looked at the relationship of Nottingham Prognostic Index with having the mutant allele. And just to explain, because of the low numbers so far, I've split Nottingham Prognostic Index into just two categories and categorised the lower group from excellent to moderate 1 in one category and moderate 2 to poor in another category. So here, if you've got an odds ratio greater than 1, then you've got a chance of a poorer prognosis with the mutant allele, and less than 1, you've got a better prognosis with the mutant allele. This is something that hasn't been looked at before in relation to these genes, but just to point one of them out, you can see that the PRDM2, although it's not significant and we've got wide error bars, it may be a suggestion that this could be a future predictor of breast cancer risk.